It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Coming up this hour, none other than Mr. New York, billionaire John Catsimatidis will be with us. Nicole Gelinas from the Manhattan Institute on an issue of whether or not the subways should be expanded or not. Kristen Tate weighs in on a number of items, and we start with analysis of a Senate rebellion today. Guy Benson from townhall.com joins me right now.
Bench thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
An overwhelming vote shows support in his motion opposing the president against unilaterally imposing tariffs on national security ground. Kevin?
Is this the Bob Corker, never Trumper Bob Corker, that's retiring Bob Corker the next time he has a chance to be done Bob Corker? Is that the Bob Corker that's doing all this? This is a temper tantrum, and it's while the president's away. That looks really badly, mostly on Bob Corker.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. That was me earlier with Harris Faulkner. And I think a fairly astute observation of news that was literally breaking as we were discussing it. But who waits until the president steps in on overseas soil at NATO when he's trying to get them to pay their fair share? Who does this and turns around and slaps him, supposedly slaps him, in the face on the grounds of the one bargaining chip that he's using to get people to begin to play fair? Now, you don't have to like tariffs. I'm not a fan of tariffs. But the timing of this, what does it all mean? Let's turn to the political editor for townhall.com and a fellow Salem colleague. He's also co-host of the new hit satellite radio show, Benson and Harf, and he joins us, fellow Fox News colleague as well. Guy Benson, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So what happened today? Where does Bob Corker get off thinking he can just, like, throw himself on the floor and start beating the carpet like my three-year-old?
Well, he's been trying to get a vote on this for a long time. I mean, this has been an ongoing effort since the tariff saber-rattling began months ago. So I think that the timing happens to fall when the president is overseas. But the vote was, first of all, non-binding.
Right.
So it's more symbolic than anything else, but it was also overwhelming, with 88 senators voting in favor of it. And if I had been in the Senate, I would have absolutely voted yes.
Okay, so it's non-binding. It doesn't mean anything other than this is what we would prefer to have. We'd prefer to have the executive have to go through us to levy tariffs. Guy Benson, I know you're not you were not necessarily a fan of Trump in the election, but you've been fair with him in your coverage since. Is it a good thing to take powers from one branch and give them to the other?
Well, I think that Congress, first of all, I just want to clarify one thing that you said. This resolution or bill would not force the president to come to Congress to approve any or all tariffs. It would only specifically require any administration, not just this one, to come to Congress if they're going to waive the national security, or invoke, the national security excuse for imposing tariffs on allies.
Okay, so that's fair enough. Fair enough. So you've even now taken it one step further, because the executive seems to have a little more cachet when it comes to national security issues. The Constitution seems to say that he's able to take the necessary actions necessary to protect us. Is it a good idea for Congress to say, no, we don't like this particular policy, you have to come through us?
Yeah, I'm actually all for Congress taking back more of its power. I think that they have given away, surrendered deliberately and willfully their power over many years, where Republicans and Democrats don't want to actually do their jobs and would rather just sort of punt difficult issues to the executive. And we saw that for example, during the Obama years on Syria, for instance, where there was not even a vote on the Syria conflict.
But wasn't he just following the example set by Bush on Iraq? I mean, because that's where they turned it all over to him, and they said, okay, whatever he decides, we're good with.
Well, there was an authorization of force vote on the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war. So Congress did approve. There were not declarations of war, but there were votes approving the use of force in both of those cases, whereas there was never any vote on Syria, on Libya. That was just sort of, you know, the commander-in-chief doing his thing. And I give a fair amount of deference to the president on war powers and that kind of thing, but I do think that it's completely reasonable and obviously of quite a mainstream position, that if we're going to say that, if we're going to invoke this national security threat excuse to impose steel tariffs against Canada, I think Congress has an interest in saying, is this actually in our national security interest, or is this a very thin veneer to simply do something that we want to, while frankly slapping at a very good ally in the Canadians by suggesting through this policy that they're a national security threat to us, which, you know, unquestionably they are not.
I get that to some degree, but I think the national security issue that that at least he was discussing, and at least Mr. Lighthizer was discussing around the time of the steel tariffs, had more direct to do with China. And with the eventuality of if there was global conflict and we were not able to access steel and aluminum to the degree that our military needed to. But the fact that other countries got into it, I understand.
And if that's the case, so like let's say that the administration believes that it has a good reason to say we need to trigger this national security clause in order to slap tariffs against the Canadians, I would like to see them make the case to Congress and to the American people and see if Congress agrees.
Okay.
And the vote today was not to say we disagree with these particular tariffs. That would be a separate vote. This was simply a vote saying we want any administration to have to come to us when they invoke this national security clause specifically. And that's bringing, you know, Article 1, the power of the most directly, most frequently elected branch. It's something that I support, and I'm glad they got a vote on it. I actually do wish it were binding, but it's not.
But, and Guy, it wasn't the most frequently elected body of that branch. It was the Senate, and I don't think, I still think it's a bit of a slap at the guy when he's standing on the stage at NATO. Like, it was direct timing that he was there. They had just taken the family, the quote, family photo. And he's there, and this is one of the things he's using to create a more fair balance in terms of what our trade picture looks like, and they go through it. The optics to me just really did not sit well.
I mean that's fine. I know that there have been long negotiations about how and when a vote like this would happen. Jeff Flake, for example, was threatening to hold up judges, and so there were negotiations going on with him to try to get to a vote. I really don't think that Mitch McConnell, who's gearing up for a major Supreme Court fight,
right,
where he's partnering with the administration, was interested in, you know, shivving President Trump, you know, on NATO Day.
Well, that's a fair observation. No, that's a fair take. Let me shift gears real quickly for 60 seconds. Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, it looks like their circumstance is going to go from bad to worse. Now they're going to be probably compelled to appear in person, not behind closed doors. That was at least Page's deal. Your take in 20 seconds on what happens next there.
I think that they should have to testify in front of the American people. We've seen their texts. Their texts were screamed bias. This fig leaf that they used to explain why Lisa Page wasn't going to show up to me doesn't really hold water. And so I think they should show up and be grilled. And I unfortunately suspect that they're going to go with their, you know, under recommendation of counsel, I'm not going to answer the question shtick that apparently Peter Strzok did in the closed hearing.
Fifth Amendment, look for it to be invoked a lot. Guy Benson, one's sharper on this stuff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
He's the politics editor at townhall.com. He's also a Fox News contributor, and he's also the co-host of the satellite radio entity Benson and Harf. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Kristen Tate from The Hill joins me. Are there similarities between Donald Trump and Barack Obama that exist in which really show the left's hypocrisy when it comes to how they're treating the current president. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies, and it's 87 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Busy afternoon traffic-wise, an accident on the Whitestone Bridge. Queensbound has two lanes blocked, at least a 10-minute delay there if you're headed out of the Bronx and into Queens. Stick with the RFK Triborough Bridge or maybe even the Throgs Neck Bridge instead. Accident in Brooklyn still being cleared up on the Belt Parkway eastbound near Pennsylvania Avenue. A stall on the Bruckner southbound near White Plains Road. That's in the left lane. Cross Bronx westbound delays from before the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. Cross Bronx eastbound heavy from underneath the apartments out to 3rd Avenue. Inbound George is fine. Inbound Lincoln 5 minutes. Outbound Lincoln 20 minutes. Minor delays at the inbound Holland. The outbound Holland Tunnel a 45-minute delay. Crash on Route 80 eastbound at exit 55 in Totowa. Tractor trailer accident 24 eastbound at Columbia Turnpike in the left lane. Thruway northbound slow in Rockland, exit 10 to 12. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh wants to see a level playing field for everyone.
If skin color can and should never be used when deciding who gets into a college and who doesn't, when deciding who gets a job and who doesn't, if skin color can and should never be used, then it should never be used. White, black, or Asian.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, always concerned about helping you protect your money and your family. And that's why when I see headlines like today, where China's going to be facing maybe another $200 billion in tariffs, I need to talk to good resources like Gary Goldberg of Gary Goldberg Financial Services to find out how that impacts our portfolios. Gary, the tariffs, are we in a trade war? What's the status of all this and how's it going to impact my retirement?
You know, it's really funny because a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon you're talking about real money. We have another $200 billion of tariffs that are going to be implemented down the road. So as a money management firm, we need to focus on where do these trade tensions start to impact really corporate confidence, consumer confidence. Right now, it is not having that impact. But the reality is we could run into a situation where many companies stop hiring, they stop expanding. The best advice I can give your listeners, Kevin, is that at this point, they should not do anything significant. There's a lot of posturing going on here. But China could come back and bite us here because they have their own leverage. The fact of the matter is that they have in the past used certain techniques, like when we export fruit to China, they let it sit on the docks and it rots. They will also hold up visas of Chinese people coming to the United States, and that would impact us. So it's back and forth. Nobody wins in a tariff war.
All right. And friends, if you want any advice on your portfolio or maybe just some help understanding what you're currently invested in and how you need to allocate properly to be protected of the changing economic times, give Gary's office a call. They are standing by ready to speak with you. And if he's able to, at the time when you call, he'll take your call personally. 800-377-5757, 800-377-5757, 800-377-5757, or Gary Goldberg Financial Services. That's GGFS.com. Gary Goldberg, thanks so much.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the SmartWayToBuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the SmartWayToBuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the SmartWayToBuy.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough, on a very busy News Wednesday. As you know, there's lots of stories that we're still following on the Lisa Page issue. So weird. I just, whatever. Hey, it's her choice. She's a lawyer. She knows what she's doing, supposedly. Anyway, glad you're with us. My next guest is with us on Wednesdays, and I've not had a chance to interface with her on the issue of what happened on Monday, but I'm eager to get her opinion on it. Kristen Tate is an opinion contributor at TheHill.com, and you also see her on Fox News and other news outlets, and she's author of the new best-selling book, How Do I Tax Thee? Kristen Tate, welcome back. Good to have you.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
Thanks for checking in with us from the beach today. I know it's a busy day for you, so you know it's a really tough, a hard-working summer. Hey, let me ask you about SCOTUS, because this I think it's a sea change, but you and I haven't spoken about it at all. So, what is your take on how Trump did on Monday night?
I think he did well. He went with the pick of the more establishment wing of conservatives, which I think is fine. This judge seems like he's going to be a reliable conservative judge, and he seems like the kind of person and the kind of judge who's going to put the law above politics. I got to tell you, Kevin, I thought the Republicans should have not resisted Garland when Obama appointed him or tried to get him through. And I hope that the Democrats will be able to put politics aside and see that this is a qualified guy, although that's giving the Democrats too much credit. I think they're going to try to resist, even though this really isn't an extreme pick by Trump. This
and
guy is
Kristen,
a solid.
They have no reason to resist. Like, they don't have the math. The Hamilton musical, You Don't Got the Votes, that's the Democrats right now.
Have reason. They have Trump derangement syndrome. That's the reason.
All right.
This
well,
is all about resisting. And, you know, I also think there's been a lot of talk about Roe v. Wade being overturned. That's just the Democrats trying to use this nomination as a way to rally their base. When I talk to people, even in my family, who are left-wingers, they're all worried about Roe v. Wade being overturned, and they think that's really going to happen. And I tell them, look, this is you getting duped by the Democrats. Roe v. Wade is not going to be overturned. They're telling you that to scare you, to get you to the polls in November. It's ridiculous.
Well, there's
this is their way.
There's so many things.
Hay.
There's so many stars that have to align for that to happen. Like, that you have to get a case that eclipses Casey versus Parenthood, and then you've got to get that argued, and then they've all got to decide against it. And even if it does, Kristen, the day that Roe gets overturned, it doesn't end abortion. You've got 50 states then setting their own guidelines for what they want to do about it. I mean, it's such a Trojan horse that they put up there just to make this argument. But Kristen, they look desperate. I mean, I have not seen a political party be this much just grasping at any straw. That when they're propping up Ms. Ortiz Cortez in the 14th district of New York because she beat an incumbent as the new face of everything for them, and she's a 28-year-old and never held elective office, you're going, yeah, you guys don't have much at all, do you? Like, there's just nothing there.
Right, exactly.
So, hey, let's talk about your piece from last week. You published it on the 4th of July, but it was titled Trump and Obama, Not So Different After All. And give me the premise of what you're talking about here.
So if you actually look at Trump and Obama on a policy level and you strip away the rhetoric and the personality of these two men, I don't think they're all that different. Look at a few key issues. Look at government spending. Okay, Obama, of course, raised our national debt to $20 trillion and spent out of control. But then you have Trump doing the same thing. Trump's not cutting back on entitlements. He signed that omnibus bill, which was a higher spending level than Obama ever did. Look at foreign policy. Obama won on a dovish foreign policy platform, and yet he made us get involved in wars around the world. Trump did the same thing. He said he'd bring our troops home. He didn't bring our troops home. We're still dropping drones all over the world. And then look at immigration. Everyone's freaking out over Trump apparently separating children from parents. This is a policy that was put in place several administrations ago.
Right.
So, Kevin, I really think that the lefty freak out is all about Trump the man and Trump as a caricature, and not so much about the Trump administration's actual policies.
Well, I think that you're right to the degree that you touched on those issues. But I will say this, Gorsuch and the judge that we just Kavanaugh this week are significantly different than Kagan and Sotomayor. And so there is there are. And you know what? The interesting thing about not the leftist activists, because those are the ones stirring the freak out. But I think that general Rust Belt, working class, union, Democratic households, I think they get what you just said. I think they understand that Trump is not this dangerous, scary, you know, whacked out guy. He, in fact, in terms of policy, he's been a little bit better for them because he's repatriated some businesses and some money's coming back from overseas and production's going to start up again here in the States where it hasn't been before. And they're going to benefit from that. I think the crazy crazies are the ones driving the hysteria. And I think that, you know, when they fall on their face with Kavanaugh, I think that that's going to kind of be a signal to voters that this party is not only afloat and, you know, not knowing what direction it wants to go, but they really have nothing to offer.
No, I think you're exactly right. And I just want to make it clear to your listeners, I'm not trying to say that Trump and Obama are totally identical or anything like that. I'm just making the point that Trump isn't some extremist.
Correct.
He's really kind of a centrist when you look at the policies. But I think you're right. The left and the media, which is, of course, part of the left, they have become so extreme in their resistance and their scare tactics that at this point, they've kind of lost all credibility. And to your point, with this latest SCOTUS pick, it's really going to show middle Americans and, you know, people who are independent voters that this is a party that just wants to resist and scare people for the sole purpose of scaring them to get votes. It's all about politics.
I totally agree. You should be following her on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. You should be reading her in The Hill, Trump and Obama, Not So Different After All. You should watch her every time she's on Fox News, and you should buy her books. How Do I Tax Thee? Kristen Tate with your Tate's Take today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Now enjoy the beach. That's an order for the rest of the afternoon. Go enjoy the beach. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Don't go away. Much more news straight ahead.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Partly cloudy skies, 87 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. The 12 boys freed from a cave in Thailand can finally see their parents. The catch? They'll have to wear a hazmat suit and keep their distance. The boys, all members of a youth soccer team, are quarantined while doctors monitor their health and immune systems, which could have been weakened from so much time inside the cave. President Trump taking part in a working dinner at the end of the first day of the NATO summit in Brussels. Earlier today, President Trump accused Germany of, quote, being captive to Russia because of its heavy reliance on Moscow to meet its energy needs. Trump also suggested that NATO allies double their commitment to spending on military defense. Well, locally, the TSA is apologizing to a New York Giants player after he called out the agency for spilling his mother's remains. Rob Dawson with more.
The agency followed up a Twitter apology with a more lengthy statement about what happened. The TSA says the remains of AJ Francis's mother, Carrie, set off an alarm while the checked bag was being screened, and the container they were in was unmarked and loosely wrapped with aluminum foil. The agency is now recommending people traveling with remains to put them in carry-on bags instead. On Monday, Francis unleashed a curse-laden tweet at the TSA with pictures of his mother's ashes all over his clothes. Rob Dawson, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports tonight, it's the Mets versus the Phillies and the Yankees versus the Orioles. In traffic, an accident on the Whitestone Bridge Queensbound is being cleared. Accident still there in Brooklyn on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Pennsylvania Avenue. Inbound George is fine. The link at about 20 in either direction. The outbound Holland Tunnel, a 45-minute delay. Headed down the shore, watch out. A flipped-over car on the Parkway southbound local lanes near 105A. That blocks the left lane, a four-mile delay. Your forecast for tonight, partly cloudy 67, Thursday partly sunny and 84, Friday sunny and 83. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes subject B at station. Subject B earns Exxon and Mobil rewards plus points, points she can use to save on gas, coffee, car washes, and more. Subject B should share the wealth and buy me a coffee. Subject B looks like she's leaving. Subject B hasn't purchased me anything yet. Subject B has left. Conclusion, Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus makes refueling rewarding, and Subject B owes me a coffee. perhaps a donut.
Sign up today at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions apply. Available at participating Exxon or Mobil branded locations.
Every Saturday morning at 7, the Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, here we go. The Decision 18 information isn't just going to come down to who the candidates are. It's also going to come down to the issues that they're willing to take on, the issues that they're willing to punch in the face over and say, no, we're not going to take this anymore. We're going to get back on track. And it's funny to watch Cynthia Nixon and Andrew Cuomo for governor try to race each other to the far left as hard and fast as they can. This is going to make an interesting opportunity for Mr. Molinaro on the grand stage. But, you know, one of the things that's going to be gnawing at voters, no matter what race they're going to the ballot to vote on, it's going to be, well, how am I getting around these days, particularly in New York City? And there's a brand new report out that says that the New York City subways must improve. I like that. And not only that, they've got to expand, according to this report, if the workforce is to thrive. Nicole Gelinas is here to discuss this very important work. Nicole, you read, by the way, you can read her in the New York Post on a regular basis. She's also a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Nicole, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me back.
So what do we learn about subways and how people need them in this city?
Well, we learned that if you look at New York's neighborhoods that 30 years ago were really struggling, places like the South Bronx, Central Harlem, Bushwick, and Brooklyn, these places, they once had workforce participation rates either below or right around 50%, where a healthy area would have 70-75%. And they've actually managed to increase their workforce participation rates, in some cases more than doubling the number of people in the workforce. And that's terrific. But they would not have been able to do that if it weren't for subway service. You know, people in these areas, they don't have cars. They can't walk to very good jobs that are near their houses. I mean, if you're lucky enough to live in Battery Park City or Midtown or Chelsea, you can walk to a lot of really good paying jobs. If you live in the South Bronx, that's not possible. So the only way that immigrants, poor people, working class people, new middle class people that decided to move to these neighborhoods, the only way they can get to work is on these subways and buses. And that shows up in the census data. If you sort of compare the increase in the workforce in these neighborhoods to the number of people who live in these neighborhoods that say that they take the subway to work, these things are really, really close together. So when you think about why subway ridership is up, it's not population. I mean, the population is only up 15%. The subway ridership has pretty much doubled. It's really this increase in the workforce.
Well, okay, so let's talk about how this plays out practically. So you've got this information, and this is affecting specifically low-income neighborhoods, and you've got kind of a stranglehold on their lives in this way. Who is saying what to be done about it? And are there any plans? Is there any effective methodology that's being put forward by any of the voices in the discussion right now to try to address this?
Well, I think that's an interesting question. And, you know, first of all, the problem isn't, it's bad, but it's not as bad as some people suggest when you see headlines in the New Yorker that say, can the subways be saved? You see Atlantic Magazine running a piece saying, we should just get rid of the subways and have driverless cars underground. I mean, the MTA is moving 5.5 million people around on the subways every day. They're not doing it as well as they should be, and they're having massive delays every month, and people's commutes are yep. really deteriorating. But it is fixable. It's not like we have to just give up and all move somewhere else. And the fixes are not all that difficult. I mean, we just need to find the resources, both through saving money and probably enacting a congestion fee or something like that somewhere along the line, and put these into modernizing the signals on the subway system so that we can run more trains every hour. I mean, that's really your solution to more people. And also, we need to fix the buses. The buses are much easier. We need to enforce the bus lanes, have much more frequent bus service so people feel like they can take the buses rather than the subway to get places reasonably fast. But who is suggesting these things? You know, we haven't had a very productive gubernatorial campaign. I mean, Cuomo's MTA appointee, Andrew Byford, he put out this modernization plan, which is basically to redo the signals. But the governor still hasn't said, how are we going to fund this? When do we start? I mean, Byford said we can do most of this in 5 years, but we don't know when the 5 years starts. I mean,
right.
Does it start next year? Does it start 5 years?
And guess what?
Now?
Cuomo gets to beat his chest and say, hey, look, I put a solution forward, and
right.
all he did was name somebody.
Right, and Cynthia Nixon, she hasn't really put much out there. I mean, I would say, you know, I can't favor one politician over the other, but between the two of them, I mean, Nixon doesn't even have her own plan. She's just saying she likes the Cuomo plan too, and she doesn't have a funding plan for it. I mean, she wants to raise the income tax, which is not a very good solution in an already very high tax state like New York. And
right.
so to immediately go to the income tax rather than congestion pricing, rather than to find savings somewhere else, that's not a very good sign either.
Yeah. Well, and that's why maybe we need someone that's not of that political persuasion to check this out. So we'll see where that goes. Nicole Gelinas, great stuff as always. The report is online. Go to manhattan-institute.org and look it up. NYC Subways must improve and expand for the workforce to thrive. Nicole Gelinas, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
Larry Elder sees an even tougher time getting Trump appointees confirmed.
Scott Pruitt has resigned. At some point, there's going to have to be a new EPA head, and that person's going to have to go before Congress and get approved, and it's going to be very, very difficult, given now Democrats have seen that Donald Trump was serious when he talked about rolling back these regulations. The left is scared to death of Scott Pruitt and scared to death of the possibility that somebody may carry on his work.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Make Wall Street money without working on Wall Street. Cambridge Trading Academy has perfected an automated system that can help you make money while you sleep. Learn to trade step by step with their custom software. Whether you're a beginner or professional, you'll work with real traders in live classes. Take the emotion out of investing and make money in up or down markets. Sign up to watch free live trading sessions for 3 days. Go to CambridgeTradingAcademy.com or call 800-971-4160 and listen to the Cambridge Trading Academy show Saturday afternoons at 1 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Sports gambling can be fun for most people, but for others, it can quickly become a problem with devastating effects. A preoccupation with gambling may cause some people to risk more than just money. They may be gambling away their health, their relationships, their happiness, and their family's future. At 1-800-GAMBLER, we know that problem gambling has many faces, and we're here to help those in trouble by offering support, treatment, and hope. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by calling the confidential 1-800-GAMBLER helpline. Or find out more online at 800gambler.org. We've changed the lives of so many, and we continue to be just a phone call or click away. So make the right call. 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800gambler.org. This message sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries, and then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia.
See, the problem with that is that the president has this tendency to say what's on his mind, and the bad thing about that is that other countries' leaders don't want to often hear what's on the mind of the U.S. president. Not put so bluntly, anyway. And he kind of said it. He kind of said, you're criticizing me in Russia? Look at what you're doing. Here to discuss this and many other important topics and to give us a preview of what will be coming up on his next broadcast is none other than the man that I wish was mayor, John Catsimatidis. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Well, Kevin, what a beautiful day today.
What a beautiful day. What a beautiful week. And I don't know if you're excited about this. We haven't talked about it, but We've got a new Supreme Court that's going to be in place in just a few more weeks, and I couldn't be more excited than this.
Well, the truth is, you know, I don't play the liberal and conservative thing. I want somebody who's going to be a straight arrow, one that's going to do the right thing for America. And this guy that got nominated, he seems like, a Yale graduate. You know, you got to qualify to be president or to be a Supreme Court justice. You got to be Yale or Harvard. Is there anybody else? I mean,
that's actually something that rubs Frank Morano, Joe Piscopo's producer, quite wrong. He just doesn't like that. He says there's other law schools out there, but you're right. Presidents and Supreme Court justices come from those two schools.
And what they were talking about this morning, that Kennedy had gone to Trump, and this was pre-planned, and that Kennedy really wanted him. So you know, I think we have to wait it out. But he seems like a decent guy, seems like a straight arrow, a family man. And it's not, I don't think he'll do anything stupid.
300 opinions, it's going to be hard not to really understand his judicial philosophy. And 12 of those have been endorsed by the Supreme Court, which is kind of interesting. All right, let's talk about some of the other breaking news. So this afternoon in the Senate, with the president on foreign soil, the never-Trumper Bob Corker led a revolt in the Senate and said, we want the president to know that he should be coming to us before he gets to do anything like invoke trade tariffs on things for national security reasons. Your take on Bob Corker's temper tantrum?
Well, I think Bob Corker is serious, And Trump, Donald Trump, is only playing ping pong. I mean, you got to remember, he started off with a $17 billion. You know, China is $500 billion.
Right.
They started off with $17 billion on Trump's side. China went to $40 billion, and now Trump goes to $200 billion. So all they're doing is playing ping pong, and I think China respects President Trump, and I think that my belief that they're only playing, and the thing will be all settled out in the next week or two.
All he's trying to do is to get them to deal with us fairly, isn't it?
Fair trade. You don't charge us anything, we won't charge you anything. And
or you charge us 10, we'll charge you 10.
Yeah, and I think that's all that President Trump wants to do. I think that's all he wants to do with Canada. And today's temper tantrum with Germany was that Germany has signed up with Russia. I mean, Trump is getting all the criticism in the world. Oh, you're conspiring with Putin. You're doing this. You're doing that. Meanwhile, Germany signs up for 75% of their natural gas needs.
Right, exactly.
From Russia.
Right.
I mean, you know, what does that mean? Everybody in Germany goes cold if they vote on somebody else's side against Russia?
Well, here's the interesting thing about that, John. Until President Trump was in place, under President Obama, we did not have significant amounts of coal exports. We didn't have significant amounts of natural gas exports. We're about to eclipse Russia now on the natural gas side. And coal, we're actually exporting coal to other countries.
Well,
and,
Kevin,
and making
not
money for
only
America.
That, you ready for this?
Yeah.
We're going to be the number one country in crude oil development.
Really?
Yes. Number
How
one.
Soon? How soon?
Another year or two.
Okay. And you would know.
I mean, I think we're almost at 11 million a day. What does that mean? It means jobs for America?
Well, I'm about to say the whole playing board has
changed. Jobs, jobs. Unemployment in America is the lowest ever. Unemployment in Black America is the lowest ever. Unemployment in Asian America, lowest ever. Unemployment in Hispanic America, lowest ever. So, I mean, what do they want from Trump? He's trying hard.
Yeah, they want everything.
Is he perfect? No, he's not perfect, but he's trying to do the right thing for the country.
Well, you know what they did with the last perfect guy? They killed him. So there's no one. You can't win. You really can't. It doesn't matter how good you are. And the other thing I've never understood, and you're in the energy business, so you can help illuminate me on this. We've had along the Florida shelf, the continental shelf, billions and billions reserves of oil that we've never been allowed to touch because of our environmental policies. We could be completely self-sufficient in our oil production and need if we would just drill with what we have.
Well, I think we could be self-sufficient anyway between Canada, which has tremendous reserves,
right,
United States, and Mexico. And but we don't want to put Saudi Arabia out of business.
Middle East too?
Well,
if we do that, what does that do to that region? Does that weaken them against Iran?
It weakens them against Iran. It weakens them overall operation. So, but it strengthens us.
Right.
You know, our oil company, we advertise that 100% of our gasoline is made by Americans from North America crude oil.
Hmm.
And ever since we've been pushing that commercial, we have doubled our gasoline sales. You know why? Average Americans driving around saying 100% American?
Right.
You know, I'd rather buy theirs than buy it from the Venezuelans or the Saudi Arabians.
Our good friend Mr. Lindell attributes much of his success to keeping the production of the pillow in America, doing, you know, Americans doing the work and Americans making the goods.
Well, Mike is a good guy. Even Trump sleeps on one of his pillows. I wonder if he got the discount.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, he once made a custom pillow for another radio talent at another radio station. Has he come and offered to make one for you? He hasn't made one for me. I'm just wondering.
He hasn't made one for me either.
Should we make a list, a Christmas list, all the radio talent at 970?
It's called the Nest List.
That's right. Exactly. So what's coming up on your show? You've got some big heavy hitters. Governor Pataki is going to join us. What are you going to talk to
he
the governor
about? He promised to call in. He's got three people running for New York State office, and I think he's going to promote his people.
What do you
and
think
I've
of
asked,
the slate?
I've asked a couple of Democrats to come on, a couple of Republicans. I've asked Jerry Nadler. I haven't gotten a reply back from his cell number yet. But
the lady that wants to be Senate, Shel Farley, will be joining
she'll
you.
She'll be on.
And John Soonis and Judge Lippman all in the next hour. So you don't want to miss it. It's Cats at Night, the same Cats you've come to know and love that does the roundtable on Sunday mornings. He's with us on AM 970 The Answer every Wednesday night. And I get to tag along, too. It's so much fun. Join us at 5 o'clock. John, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you.
Wednesday afternoon, it's your information fast lane at AM 970 The Answer. The information you need, the voices you know, the analysis you trust. 4 hours, fast-paced and filled with more newsmakers than any other radio station in America. From the Wild West to the White House. And of course, from the heart of New York's information hub. Michael Medved blasts off at 3. Kevin McCullough, breaking news as it happens at 4. John Catsimatidis getting both sides of the story at 5. And Jay Sekulow, making news from the nation's capital at 6. Get your information super infusion every Wednesday. The fastest 4 hours in radio. The voices you know. The most newsmakers anywhere. The stories you need and the analysis you trust. Only on AM 970. The Answer. Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies and 87 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. It's an accident on the west side, southbound, right by the George Washington Bridge. Two lanes are blocked. You're backed up from the Henry Hudson tolls on down. And then an accident on the Whitestone Bridge, Queensbound. That still has two lanes blocked. So if you're heading to Queens, stick with the RFK Triborough or the Throgs Neck instead. This accident still being wrapped up in Brooklyn on the Belt Parkway, eastbound near Pennsylvania Avenue. Inbound George is fine. The Lincoln's about 15 in either direction. The inbound Holland is okay. The outbound Holland Tunnel, 45 minutes. Accident cleared in Totowa, 80 eastbound, your exit 55. Now there's an accident on 80 westbound at exit 60 in Patterson. You're backed up from 62. Headed down the shore, watch out. A flipped over car in the parkway southbound. Local lanes by 105A in Tinton Falls. Left lane out in the locals with a 4 mile delay. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here from Blue Rock Energy. At Blue Rock, better rates are just one part of tailoring an energy strategy to your business needs. In addition to finding the right rate structures for electric, gas, and renewable energy sources, we explore things like LED lighting, energy management systems, and HVAC improvements, so you can conserve energy in a way that's unique to your business. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today to learn how to get a free on-site assessment.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Cats at Night with John Catsimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970. The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So thankful to have you with us every single day. We try to do more with this 1 hour than some shows try to do with four. In fact, I was inspired to put on a Twitter feed this morning. It's not a matter of how much time you get. It's a matter of how much you do with the time you have. And friends, if you're grateful for that, if you are appreciative of the fact that we are hitting as many people in 60 minutes as some radio shows, you know, when they're airing a podcast or, you know, trying to be cute with what they do, they may take even much longer to try to. We get you five important topics and voices on it every single day. We get you thinking, we get you informed, and we're grateful that you're with us to help understand the breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. When you think of those things, breaking news and what it means and why it matters, I want you to come back to Kevin McCullough Radio day in and day out. Unparalleled Decision 2018 coverage. We're going to give you up-close access to people that that no one else is going to give you, and we're going to give it to you more often than anybody else is. And so I'm grateful. Every single person that's retweeting us and out there following us on the social media, you're making a difference. When you pass on the articles that we use on the air, you're changing lives. Speaking of which, I posted a retweet from Molly Hemingway earlier today. She said, what's not in doubt, and she's quoting a quote, she said, what's not in doubt is the outsized toll that abortion has taken on the black population post Roe v. Wade. In New York City, thousands more black babies are aborted than born each year. And the abortion rate among black mothers is more than three times higher than it is for white mothers. Did you hear that? In New York City, black mothers are encouraged and pushed and manipulated into abortion more than three times as often as white moms are. And thousands more black babies are killed pre-born than any other group and more than are born alive each year. Now, why haven't I seen people holding massive demonstrations outside of hospitals, outside of City Hall, outside of state capitals here in the tri-state area? Because of this. See, this is an example where the left in America finds racism everywhere on planet Earth, except where it actually happens. And right now, it's in the womb. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.